Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm sorry. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
I'm Aaron. Wade's hey, back.
Thanks for being... Yeah, I'm back. You're welcome.
Yeah. And end of the sign of the end of podcast times, Wade Randolph.
Yeah, I guess... I guess we gotta quit soon.
Yeah. People didn't like how spicy you got.
Whoops. Sorry. No, this is what happens when you stop drinking and then you drink a lot.
Yeah.
My tolerance is gone, man. I fell asleep here yesterday.
That's true. He did.
Not for long, though,
happy
right?
birthday, Sevan.
Was it Sevan. Very long?
I don't know. I wasn't, like, monitoring you.
Good.
Oh, he's been out for an hour.
I didn't want people taking pictures of me and shit.
Well, what? Sevan's brother wanted to draw on your face with a Sharpie, but...
Fucking guy.
I said no.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. Our good friend, well, new friend, but we can say that, right?
She's my good friend.
She's Aaron's good friend, and Willie and I's new friend.
Okay.
And I guess Sevan, too. I don't know if he knows her or not.
Oh, we go way back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so Sevan and Aaron's good friend, Willie and I's new friend. Josh, you want to weigh in? New friend. And I already forgot. I'm sorry, I forgot
Bella.
Your name. Bella. God damn it. Okay. That's like a... Is that a Disney? There's a Bella Disney. Let's welcome aboard... Sorry. The SSRLSF. It's florist Meredith Ambruso. Florist.
Hey. Yeah.
To the star. I want to say to the stars.
You can... Yeah, let's say
it. Well, she said you're a high-end florist.
I do flowers for, like, production and sometimes, like, music videos. And I used to costume. And so I kind of hated that after a while.
Why?
Because it's so stressful.
It's too much work.
It's so fun.
Really?
Yeah. They like will be like, hey, here's 7 people to get dressed, but we will give you all this time. And then the night before they'll be like, we don't like anything we told you to do.
Really?
Yeah. It was very stressful.
I've done so many movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, yeah, looks good.
That sounds. I wish I worked for you. That would have been really nice.
I can't tell you how many costumers I've seen show up at the dock and just loading their car up with too many clothes because. Yeah.
But you get to keep them all, right?
Sometimes, but a lot of them are rented from like costume houses.
If so it's then, like a period piece or something, or
yeah.
Like okay,
I did a lot of like period piece stuff.
Really? What mm-hmm. can you? Any big ones that I would know?
I did some stuff for American Horror Story.
Oh, okay.
But there's like so many different levels of like shows. So it would be like the commercials or like just, it was like, I don't know. It's just like a whole wild world.
But. Just like pieces of the show is what you would do?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yeah.
I've never seen American Horror Story.
I like it.
It's good?
It's yeah. scary.
It's like anthology season based, right?
Yeah.
Like every season a different thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was like behind, like I was watching everything get done, talking to the people. I was like, you're still a scary clown. I still don't like this. Like
yeah.
really, really like eerie. You're at like Griffith Park at like 3 a.m. You're like, I still hate this. I don't yeah. like it. It's scary.
I don't want to be here.
No.
So now that you're a florist,
mm-hmm.
did you... What's the biggest musical act that you've worked on? She said she did music videos.
Oh, okay.
I did let's see. Well, one of the biggest like shoots I did, because one of the music videos isn't out yet, so I
you can't talk about it.
No, but it's a good one.
Ooh.
Is it Beyonce?
It's a good one. But the photo shoot was with... Oh, I wish it was with Weird Al.
We can hook you up with Weird Al. We know people who know.
Yeah?
Come on.
Yeah, man. I'm name dropping. I don't care.
I remember seeing him at like the state fair in Paso Robles. Blink 182 opened for him.
Fuck off.
And it was rad. And I was like, cool. 14.
That's awesome.
It was so cool. And like,
and it was a state fair.
Yes.
And you were 14. That yeah. had to been like when they were at the height of their popularity. Yes.
It was what? So fun.
Dude Ranch just came out. Everyone yeah. was like so excited.
Yeah, it was. That was so
the last
fun.
Time I saw him was at a state fair.
Weird. Weird yeah. Al.
What?
I think Orange that's County. Like, oh, that would. Yeah.
It was huge. It was great.
I don't think I've ever been to a state fair.
You should go. It's there's like some of the best people watching is a state fair.
Because they're all like weirdos.
It's like every kind of person. You just don't know what you're going to see.
Yeah. How into this is a. Oh, I always forget to say that this is a contemporary mythology and conspiracy. No, contemporary mythology and paranormal discussion podcast. I always forget to say that. How into that are you? Are you very, into that?
Yep.
You are?
Yeah.
What's your YouTube search history look like?
Mostly like alien stuff. Okay. I want to see where they're going. I want to not maybe go to where they're going.
Do you think that Jeremy Renner is an alien?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, right?
He would be. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because he's inexplicable. It's inexplicable.
Yeah.
His career is like, what?
Yeah. From like, wasn't he in Serendipity? And you're like, no, that's somebody else. But
John Cusack?
No, he was in that too. The first time. Anyways, yeah, he's an alien for sure.
Wait, but you still didn't answer. I want one band that you did a music video
for.
Oh,
I did Flowers for Vince Staples, and it.
He's a rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm like out of hip-hop, and I don't know. Is he good?
Yeah, he's great. He's really good.
Is it like melodic rap, or is it like, what kind of, is it like mumble rap?
It's like a. I don't think I'm the right person to describe it. I feel like he'll be like, oh, that's not cool. Like,
how many crimes has he committed?
I don't know, but he went to school in Long Beach.
Oh.
So I was like, me too. And
wait, did you guys go to school together? You did, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I sat behind Meredith, in front of Meredith.
Behind me. I used to fall asleep.
Yeah.
In that class. It was That's after right. lunch. It was mm-hmm. time, nap time.
Did you ever get drunk at school?
At school? No.
We were good. I feel like
we were good.
Our school was good. We were good kids.
Not everybody.
You're right.
But we were good. I think we thought that we were bad in the way that we would like find each other not in class, like on a bench, and be like, you're here too? Whoa. And we would just be very loud. And that's how we got caught. We were just too loud.
We were just
all the time.
Just the loudest.
Yeah.
We were just trying to see how loud we could be.
You sound like degenerates, honestly.
Nah.
I never cut class. Never.
Did you drink in school ever?
Yeah. Not like a lot.
Right. I probably did like four times.
I think I only did like once or twice.
Well, probably more.
Once you realize how stupid it is, you're like, well, fuck, man. I don't have to be sober for this.
People thought I was drunk at grad night.
People thought I was always stoned. But
it's just like...
Were you?
Yeah. No.
No, I didn't smoke at all. I was too scared. I was like, something bad is going to happen.
Yeah. No one ever offered it to me.
Me too.
Until it was finally offered to me, and I was like, whoa, this is cool.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, well, it was like the end of senior year. It was probably for the best.
Yeah.
Okay, we do something here on a show called The Sob Scale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for this.
Oh, the crying is making me lactate. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You're baby I'm crazy. Sob Scale stands for Skeptic or Believer. It's a five-question quiz. At the end of the five questions, I'm going to grade you anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a believer. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a skeptic.
Okay.
Are you ready to be weighed on the Sob Scale?
Yes.
First question, three-parter. I already know the answer. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes.
I saw
a spaceship one time.
Come on.
No, I swear to God. And it did the three thing, and then it went straight up.
What's the three thing?
Huh?
What's the three thing?
So, okay, there's this thing that if you look on, if you look online, there's like a certain formation that the spaceship
the
will make.
Thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I was driving, I was like in the passenger seat with an ex-boyfriend. We were on a road trip and I was looking out the window and I saw like something really weird in the sky and I was following. I was like, there's something really weird out there. And we had already left a really weird town called Truth or Consequences. Yeah. Have you heard of that?
No. Yeah.
Sounds like a bad movie.
I haven't heard of it. Where is it?
It's in New Mexico and they got the name after a game show. Like
yeah,
it was
sure.
called like yeah. Sweet something Springs, Sweet Hot Springs or something like that. And then there was a game show called Truth or Consequences. And somehow, I can't remember the whole story, but basically like someone like applied for the town to be changed to the name of the game show. And it was all done legally. Like it's called Truth or Consequences.
That's wild.
I figured it was really a military strange. Thing.
Probably that too. Yeah, they send everyone to like these hot springs, this tiny town that's really creepy. But yeah, so leaving the creepy town, I saw the spaceship and yeah, it was scary.
Oh, they pulled it
I up. Was worried. I thought like getting to the hotel was like someone
so
probably
wait.
Knows that I know.
Yeah,
did,
right?
Did you just see lights or did you actually see like a thing?
It was like a little like light, but it did like. But it didn't look normal.
It moved in ways... I'm putting words in your mouth. It moved in ways that other things that you know didn't move.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it was like it was like the three lights, and then it just disappeared?
It
just like
was steady and like moving across the sky.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like ding, 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 and then it went straight up.
What?
Yeah. It was really, really creepy and scary.
Okay. Scary. Is that when you started believing, or did you already... Were you predisposed to like... believing this stuff?
I already believed in it. My grandpa's brother growing up, he worked for the CIA and he just kind of was like, no, they're out there.
What?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, I'm
that's cool.
So true.
Come on.
That's cool.
This is, I'm just going to throw this story out there because this is just like me.
Okay, but we're in the sob scale, so.
I'll do it quick. I went out to walk Pearl two nights ago. For some reason, I'm staring in one spot of the sky as I'm walking. I always look at the sky, but I'm staring in one spot. And then I see this really bright...
No, I'm sorry. Willie has seen UFOs like all
every
the
day.
Time.
Okay. Like every day he sees them.
So I'm looking at this spot, and then this thing was just fucking bright as shit. It was brighter than Venus, which was out, so I could compare it to Venus, which is the brightest thing in the sky after the moon. Sun, moon, Venus. And it like, you know, faded out. The same way looking at a Tesla coil does, we're like, bzzow. And then, so I was going like, okay, fuck, this is weird. I see this shit too much. Like, I put the question out there. Is there like a war with that going on that I need to take place in referring to the war against aliens?
Like right? on Instagram?
Just like in the future realm of saying that these things are dangerous to us. Whatever.
What do you mean you put it out there? What do you mean?
Well, like, it's just kind of like praying to the universe for
oh.
a question
oh,
of...
You just said it.
And then, like, if I see a UFO here, then this answers this question. If I see it here, it answers this question. And then, like, inside the Big Dipper, outside of that Big Dipper. And then I saw one within a minute outside of the Big Dipper. I mean, I don't know. Fine.
So you were psychically... Okay, I understand.
This is a short story?
Yeah, like, come on.
All right, I'm done.
All right, second question. Okay. Ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you have a ghost story?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off. What
the
is
house,
it?
Well, the house that we grew up in was haunted. And then... But
you're,
I didn't...
I'm sorry. You're from Long Beach?
Yeah, but before that, from like... baby till I was 10, I lived in Downey and we lived in this okay. old like Spanish style home that was built in the 30s and it had like a secret door that went from like the side yard into the house like right by the fireplace and that room was really creepy. It was the front room, like the living room, uh-huh. dining room that was only that we'd only really sit in for like holidays and
sure.
birthdays.
Yeah, we had one of those.
Yeah. But that one I had creepy dreams growing up, but my mom told us like as adults like, oh yeah, the house was haunted.
Really?
But it wasn't until I was in like Connecticut and at a friend's house and I had like an actual ghost experience where I was like, I'm not sleeping in this room. And I slept on a couch because it scared me so bad. It was really, really creepy. Like, I heard, like, a sound above on, like, I had had a tour of the whole house. And then I didn't get a tour of the attic. And that's where there was, like, this dragging sound, like, coming from. It was so creepy.
Dragging, like, a body or, like, chains?
It sounded like a... like someone moving like something heavy, like heavy furniture dragged across. What? And it was like it was getting louder. Like I could not hear it at one point. And then I opened a door. I was like trying to figure out like where the sound could be coming from. Like logically, like, okay, maybe it's a pipe. Like it's an older home, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like up in the attic. There was a light on. It was so creepy. I shut the door and I was just like, this is where like crazy shit happened. Like, it's Connecticut.
Yeah, old time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. But, like, I bet they murdered a bunch of witches there.
Hey, yeah, they
I have
did.
A question, though.
Okay.
Why chains? Why? What's with these ghosts? Why do they have chains?
It's the chains of their life. It's the
it's like holding them.
It's not literal? They weren't, like, chained up or something?
Could have been.
It could have been chained up.
Do you think their name was Alice?
Definitely. No, maybe not.
What was the song I was singing?
I don't know what you were saying.
Chains were in the song. So you're erasure.
Question three.
Sorry.
All right. I'm waiting for him to wrap up. Question three. Psychics? Okay. I might be out of order here.
Yeah, you are.
Bigfoot?
I don't know about him.
He's right here.
I know. I feel bad that I'm like saying it to him that I don't really know if I believe him.
Sorry, bruh.
It just feels like... That one, I don't know. There's so many, there's creatures, but I don't know if I believe in, like, Bigfoot being, like, what does he do? What's the point?
Yeah, what does he do exactly?
What's the point of him?
Exactly.
What did he do? I feel like it's just, like, the mascot of, like, Santa Cruz. Like, they're like, no, he's real.
Some people think he picks up trash.
Huh?
Some people think he picks up trash.
There's an idea that he's sent here to clean up the forest.
I would love that to be real.
He's the new Smokey the Bear, you know.
He's an interdimensional maid.
Yeah, he picks up trash. He takes it back to his dimension. They use it for food or something. I don't know. That's very cute. It's cute.
It's kind of like Fraggle Rock. Do you remember that show?
Only giant. Yeah, they're tiny. Yeah. He's giant.
That's cute.
Okay, psychics.
Yes and no. I think that when people have said that, like, a psychic... The people who I've heard from that are psychics will tell you that they can't tell you anything more that you already know it. I don't know.
They're just bringing it to the surface. It's like some kind of like
inner knowing sort of thing.
You're not
going
to get a specific answer from me, just so you know.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
Oh, you're the psychic. Yeah. Yeah, they're like, actually, like, give me your money, but like... You knew that, right? And it's like, oh my god, I knew that. Like,
have you been to a psychic?
No, but it was kind of by accident. I was at the Magic Castle, and you know, like the late hour side
that
of the castle.
That guy just died, by the way. Rest in peace.
What?
The owner, the guy that built the castle
just died. Yeah.
Sorry to break it to you like this.
Me too.
Live and everything.
Sorry, if you need a moment.
Feel like I knew him.
So you're there, and there's a psychic there?
Yeah, and it felt like he was...
That's cold reading.
But I also was just like, I don't want you to... Just like, don't tell me. I don't want you to read me. Like, you don't know me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, but I do. I was like, ooh, creepy.
I would love being a very ambiguously lame psychic. Why are you eating so much peanut butter and jelly? What does that mean?
I mean, I still love peanut butter and jelly, but how did he know? I'm not going to stop eating it. It's
good. Just all the jelly on your shirt.
Yeah.
It's just the sandwiches sticking out of your pocket. You're trying to sneak in. I don't want to have to eat the dinner.
I don't want it. That dinner was good. Yeah.
Dude, the dinner was so bad.
Yeah, I did.
Dude.
What? So bad.
You liked it?
I did.
It's like chicken. It's like a half chicken. It's like a little chicken.
Did you pick your own food, though?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Last time I was there, I knew a magician and I could skip it.
I did. Oh, sorry.
No, I thought it was so bad. Maybe I'm misremembering. Maybe I really liked it.
Maybe you're thinking of something else. Maybe you were at medieval time.
I think we were. The food was coming fast.
They don't have good. Okay, no. See, now your credibility is blown. They do not have good food at medieval time.
Yes, they do.
No. The last time I went, it was like Girl Scouts, and I was six, and I only joined Girl Scouts because I knew you got.
I only joined Cub Scouts. Whoa! To do Pinewood Derby.
Out. This is bogus. I am not going to be your friend.
All right. Last question. Okay. Do you believe that life is a simulation?
No. Like Truman Show?
Like, do we exist in a simulation? Like the Matrix?
I don't think
like
so.
Like, we're a program.
No, that would... I don't even want to... I think, like, one time I had, like, a full panic attack day when I was seven, thinking that that, like, was possible. And I just don't want to go back there.
This was your... Your seven-year-old brain was like, oh, fuck.
Am I in charge of my life? I'm
what if
seven.
What if it's a simulation? I'm 7 years old.
Yeah, Meredith is very smart.
Yeah, I'm really smart.
She's very smart.
Yeah, well, smart, exactly. Sure. Introspective, I guess. I don't know. I'll take your word for it. I don't know.
It's called anxiety. I don't know, right?
Like, could be what if anything, but it's what if.
You're and you just are like, I'm a middle child. Everyone was like, off on their own, and I was by myself most likely, just being like, I don't know, what is life?
That sounds like a dream to me.
Oh, well.
What if an earthquake happens and then I'm the only one here? That was my thoughts.
Oh, that
always.
Sounds terrible.
What if what?
What if an earthquake happens and I'm the only one here? Like as a child?
You don't want to be Littlefoot. Land before time, no thanks. I don't want to be him.
Do you know why?
Just finding friends.
Anxiety's so easy. Moose is five. He accidentally told us yesterday the reason why it took him so long to come into the party yesterday was because he was like, I don't know anybody. What if someone was going to take me? He's like, whoa, what? You kidding? These are all my friends. You're freaking, you're thinking about people taking
you? What an
idiot. It was sad.
I was like, oh, man. He asked me what my name was like four times. I'm like, dude, we've met. You like me.
Maybe he's messing with you.
He was excited to see you, but.
Yeah, he's taking me down a peg. I'm getting too big for my britches. You're like a three, right? A three? Because you don't... Psychics, kind of not really.
Mm-hmm. No simulation.
And not simulation.
No Bigfoot either.
Oh, yeah, so you're like
true.
A two.
So I'm a two.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Damn, dude. That's low.
It sounds like I'm back in school again.
Do you know what you are?
No.
All right, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, voodoo. A religious cult involving witchcraft and communication by trance of ancestors and animistic deities common in Haiti and other Caribbean islands. The New Orleans version of voodoo says one god does not interfere in daily lives, but the spirits do. What tonight, I'm really sorry. I know. I was.
What? What was any of that, dude? I heard voodoo, and then
it was
like
word salad.
Thank you.
Get ChatGPT to do this for you, man.
Or at least type it up. I think he's got it. It's just his handwriting. He can't
this
read
his
cursive.
This is part of the charm.
I wrote it too fast.
This is part of it's the charm. Fine. It's fine.
I heard you.
I mean. Here's the thing. Voodoo, the voodoo that everyone is familiar with now is like basically the New Orleans based one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the classic. It's classic.
It's classic. Witchcraft, voodoo dolls, curses. But that came from
Africa,
Haiti, Caribbean Islands.
Haiti, right?
Well, it started in West Africa, and then that was kind of brought over.
Oh, do you know about this?
Yeah, because I like had an was volunteering in Haiti, so I had a personal
fuck off, dude. Wow. A person and shit. This sucks. Like after the tsunami or earthquake or whatever.
It was 10 years after the earthquake. I went to volunteer at it was a medical center and it for like the community, and it was also a school. So I taught drawing and painting, and I also was volunteering at an orphanage that was also associated with it.
Isn't she such a good person?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
An angel.
And so I
that's so awesome.
So I went there.
All I've done is move to LA. That's the only thing I've done in my life. I suck.
Well,
so yeah, so So I was in Haiti. I was in Port-au-Prince, and it's broken up into districts. Mm-hmm. And from the airport, it's probably like a 40-minute drive, like inland towards like this mountain town.
They have cars there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have cars there. Like, well, it was funny. Like being picked up, there's either Tap Taps, which are like the taxi minivans, or they pick you up in a pickup truck. And the back of the truck is caged.
Got it.
Oh. And it's pretty, it's like,
and you ride with like a goat or something?
It's like within like the top five most dangerous places in the world, which I didn't like. It's really dangerous.
Did you experience any of the danger?
I never felt so unsafe, but then I would remember how unsafe it was.
Is it right. Dangerous because there's organized crime or?
It's just tons of crime. It's organized. There's also just like even people who aren't well off still have a guard guarding their house at night.
It's like Brazil. I see a lot of videos of Brazil. It's like that. They all have like guards and gates and stuff.
Boy, oh
like
boy.
The grocery store, like every entrance pretty much has like an armed guard.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. Lots of crime.
So you're volunteering and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
So I was volunteering, and around like Christian holidays, there's a voodoo group that comes in from like the beachside town into the city, and they're called the Rah-Rahs. And I didn't know any of that. That was like the only thing I was really afraid of was like voodoo. But mm-hmm. I was like, oh, like, but I'm in a city. Like, I'm not probably going to be around that. Like, I'm just volunteering. Like, I'm not going to be around voodoo. And then the guard who I became friends with, he was like, hey, like, you probably shouldn't go to the orphanage today. You probably shouldn't even leave the house. There's a voodoo group that came into town. I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, they're called the Rah-Rahs. And they go through like every street and they like sing and chant and play music. And it just feels like you might feel a little off. I was like, okay, great. Like that sucks. And like one of the things that they're known to do is like cast like curses on people
uh-huh.
or on like a
just
whole
just all willy nilly. They yeah. just don't care.
Yes.
What the yeah. fuck? That's fucked up.
That's yeah. the chaos of nature.
Yeah, but
if you walk by a snake, it's going to bite you.
But you give it power by believing in it.
Right. Though, well, that's the crazy thing that I was going to ask, start, whatever. Is it like, it's crazy to hear this because I'm like, oh, I felt like the demonizing of voodoo came from it being in America.
I think it came from, well, so it started in West Africa, and I don't think it started as anything bad. I from what I've read and what I understand, it didn't start as something bad. It was when people tried adding like Catholicism to it. Mm-hmm. And then they were like sacrificing animals and like kids and like fucked up stuff like that.
They did kids?
Yeah, they do that too.
Which Christian holiday were you there for that they were
doing?
I
was there around Easter.
Okay.
So they're coming through and they kind of like Haiti's really so Port-au-Prince is still like some buildings are like built up from the earthquake, but it's pretty much like there's a lot of it's just like a concrete like rat maze at times.
Yeah,
we're just like this, it's like very echoey. And so the drums at night, it just felt so close and it was just really uncomfortable. It was just like an uncomfortable feeling that like lingered, and everyone else is nervous, so you're just like feeding off of that.
Why are they allowed to do this? Do they get permits or something?
No, but there's nothing you can really do, and the government's really corrupt. It was also during an election, so it was like they had just bombed something in like the Dominican Republic, because that's a neighboring, it's an island that's like split.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, not safe, not a safe time. So they're there, and this storm comes through, and it was really, really intense. Like, it felt like the house was just going to, like, fall to the ground. It was really freaky, and I was just like, I think I'm going to die. And, a flash of lightning went past my window, and it struck in front of the house. I was like, okay, I will die. And then the next day...
Wasn't that a liberating feeling, though?
A little bit. Yeah. Like, I just put on my headphones, listened to, like, some Shania Twain, and was like,
this is what I'm going to die to?
Yeah.
Shania Twain.
She's got, I remember, it just
that don't
nostalgic.
Impress me much.
Yeah. Listen to that playing video games with my sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Great time.
So God, you got some lightning. Let's see it. That don't impress me.
It's true. And so then the next day, it was sunny. It was a beautiful day. And the same guard that warned me about them, he was like, oh my gosh, like that storm was amazing. I was like, did not feel that way. And he was like, no, like the only thing that the rah-rahs feel like they can't control is the weather. And that was like really intense. So they're leaving, was not common. Like they would usually be there for like a week or however long they wanted to stay. So they were leaving to like exit out of Port-au-Prince and go back home. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. So I went to like a party that my friends were having. On my way back, my friend that was driving was like, oh, there's a lot of people in the street because everyone's partying and like having a good time. And
just all the time or?
Well, for like, Easter. It was Easter. So there's like people just like hanging out and dancing in the streets and stuff. It was fun.
Are they like, did the Christians get them? Are they?
Yeah, sounds
all
like
Christian.
I don't know. Something happened with the weather, so they were like, "We're leaving." They were
no.
On
I mean, home. I mean the town.
Oh, uh huh.
Is it like all Christians? Because
it's
of
pretty Christian dominated.
Not mercenaries.
What missionaries.
Yes.
I don't know if it's necessarily because of that. I think it just like
it's from the colonialism from the slave trade.
God damn! Yeah. Fuck that. We're the worst.
Yeah,
dude.
It's the worst.
Yeah. But they were having a good time. They were dancing,
well, that's good.
Having fun. Yeah. But we were driving through, there were a lot of people, and then they're like, oh, it's that voodoo group. And I was like, maybe we should just wait here until we can't see them anymore. And they're like, no, it's fine. So we're driving through, and the back of the group is like, I don't know, they're like dancing. They were having fun.
Are they like dressed up scary or anything?
Okay, so then as we got closer to the front of the group where all the elders were, and they were dressed in traditional garments, and I was like, then it just felt like really scary again. And I just sat and was like, just don't look out the window. Just you can't, don't look at them. Anything.
What do they get out of it? The voodoo people.
I think it's just that it's such an old, well, it's part of their life. And if they're in it that deep, it's like any, I think it's like anything when people are like involved in something and believe in something that they feel a power over, it just takes over them. Right. And that's definitely what this is for the, I mean, so I'm not going to speak like, for everyone who does it. I'm just like on behalf of my experience, that's what it seemed like.
It's just like when you get a like on your Instagram, but voodoo.
Yeah. They got like, all the voodoo
likes. Endorphins.
Yeah.
We're cursing this whole town. Well, fuck them.
Yeah. And then Meredith drove by. So they're probably like, oh, the fucking curse.
Have you been cursed?
Well, okay. So then I was like, I ended up looking out the window and one of the elders was
looking.
You told
yourself not to.
I know, but I didn't listen to myself because I'm not a psychic. That's what I don't believe. And I looked over and the guy was just staring like right at me and his eyes looked black, like no pupil, super creepy. And I was having horrible nightmares after that, like going into full sleep paralysis. And he would kind of show up in some way in those bad dreams.
What?
And then I ended up, and then I went to this Reiki healer who I heard was like, she got out the darkness.
Oh, good.
Because I didn't have bad dreams ever since. No, here.
Okay.
She didn't wear white linen. She was legit. She was cool.
What is that? White linen? I don't know.
Some
it's like Love and Light types, right?
Yeah.
Are you not
like,
supposed to, as a Reiki healer, not wear linen? Or
No. Just like, I think I'm just thinking of like stereotypical.
Oh,
like,
you're thinking of like the
like somebody
the new
on,
age kind of like healing. Got it.
Yeah. Like how you go, there's like two types of acupuncture places. The place that like, you're like, okay, this is a doctor's office. And the place that's like, now here we have our crystal infused water.
Yeah, but you should like that.
I don't like that.
I don't like it.
That's
either.
How I feel
I
too. I'm
that.
Like they're putting on a bigger show
you're
than that.
Hypocrites, man.
I'm not a hypocrite. I feel like if you have a true power and your true healing, like you shouldn't have to have like crystal healing water. You just give it to me and not tell me.
But you believe in crystals.
But not in But when they sell water for like $10 and they were like, this was infused with rose quartz and it was blessed by a shaman.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Up in Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, cool. No,
this is raw water.
He hasn't worn shoes since he was born.
But it's $10. I mean, why not?
$10 for charged water particles?
I'm like, give me the city water. I'll bless it.
Did you guys know that you're wearing matching shoes? I don't know.
Yeah, I saw
we're all kind of matching right now, except for you, Wade.
We all have tones of orange and greens.
Oh, that's strange.
Oh, yeah, you got green socks.
Do you think he had like a Loa in him and then he put a Loa on you?
What's that?
Oh, I don't know what
a Loa is. Look at all that orange on that image.
A Loa refers to the spirits or deities in voodoo. They are believed to be intermediates between the humans and the divine realm. When they're doing like the crazy dances, they're trying to get possessed by the Loa.
Can you do the dance?
Any drums? Anyone got drums?
Is it like the Can't Hardly Wait African dance?
Yeah, the African Indian ritual. That's from...
oh, not Can't Buy Me Love. Wait. Yeah, sorry. Well, God damn it.
I was there for it. I believed you.
Fucking, my card is gone. My cred card is gone.
His cred card. He had to shred his cred.
Does this fuck up the...
Your focus?
The focus if I lean?
It just makes your head look blurrier, which just kind of gives you like a Vanderpump-esque filter on your face.
Hello.
I'm Lisa Vanderpump.
Willie, do you have anything particular about voodoo? Was that the end of your story? You got it like exercised?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I got it out.
It was interesting for me to learn where voodoo dolls came from. Mostly the slaves arriving in the 1800s. They had their own religion, and then at some point they started like cursing their owners and basically the version of like affecting.
That's fucking cool though, right?
It is like, cool.
Fuck yeah, you, that's. Dude.
But then their talisman became illegal. If you had one of these, you would just get killed.
What was the talisman?
Just the idea of the voodoo doll cursing the thing that you claim is your
like a voodoo doll.
Yeah, yeah. So. They then mask their talisman as doll. So it's just a kid's doll. So that's how they turn into voodoo.
So what was it? It was like a gree-gree bag before, something like that.
I thought it
was. What?
A gree-gree bag is like in Louisiana type voodoo. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of stuff. You like make a bag. It's usually out of red because red is like a special color in voodoo. Unless it's something very particular. Like if you're trying to... I think if you're trying to break up a couple, like if you're a woman in love with a man and he's married, you're supposed to get like a goat scrotum and make a little bag out of it.
That's easy. I can get you guys that.
Those are huge also. Yeah. It's like not a small bag.
Yeah. And then
goats have the biggest balls.
You put like stuff in it, like some of their hair and like elements that
some of the people's hair or the goats.
Of some of the person that like hair or like a piece of flesh or something that represents their body, like the person that you want to fall in love with you or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then you just put it with a bunch of other stuff and then supposedly.
So you have to have access to them.
What?
To the person. I couldn't do that to Matt Damon, right? Because like I can't get to him.
I think you could probably like visualize him.
If you also though had worked with someone that was his hairdresser or costumer.
There we go.
I haven't though. I haven't.
Yeah.
Anybody need this for any weird reason? Anybody got a scrotum bag on them? We got some hair.
So it started as a scrotum bag, and then it became dolls because that's how they were.
Well, the thing that I read was because
they're slaves, so they had to make their own.
They were like
dolls or whatever.
They were like sculptures representing their owners.
Well, sure. I mean, everyone knows what a voodoo doll is, but that's how
it came. No, I'm saying before it was a doll, it was more of like a little mini statue.
I thought it was a scrotum.
They both...
They're all different. I said it could be a flannel bag.
Different
it could
stuff.
Be a scrotum.
Got it.
It depends on what kind of magic you're trying to... Or what kind of spirit.
But when it turned into the doll, it was in like, oh, these are just little kid dolls. These aren't anything important.
Yeah, until there's pins in it.
Zip.
Is that a real thing? Do voodoo people do actual pens? Do they do that?
There are some that do.
I don't know who. Yeah, that's actually interesting. Like who started pinning the dolls? But so, it does seem to be, that's still a thing, like in New Orleans.
I just don't know if that's from movies. They actually do it in New Orleans?
Yeah, from what I saw, what happened was, so they had this, they had their religion that had multiple spirits interacting. Like, you could communicate with the spirits that were running, interacting with you during the day, whatever.
Wait, so, I'm sorry. Who are they? What are these spirits? Like, what are they?
Well, that's the thing, is that, like, it's not... my understanding of one version is that you are contacting spirits of the dead.
Well, that's
there's different versions.
What is it?
Well, there's like, so there's the, what is it called? I have like vocab here. There's the Guede, I think, G-U-E-D-E, which are ancestral spirits, which are associated with death and afterlife in Haitian voodoo. But they're represented by like a deity called Baron Samedi or Samedi, where he's got like a top hat and a cigar. He's like a skeleton.
Fucking awesome. Like Mr. Pringle?
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Pringle doesn't have a cigar or a top hat.
He does. You just like don't. Monopoly, it's not, man? Just drawn. It's not drawn, yeah, though. Everybody had a cigar back
it's
then.
It's off camera. The Pringle's got cigars off camera.
Of course, dude.
Hold on. Let me take a picture.
It's not going to be
he's
in his
got a mustache
shot.
And a salty treat. Of course he's got a cigar.
Use a cigar in his headshot, dude.
And there's also Papa Legba, which is a central figure in voodoo.
I just like this rich guy.
Yeah. But the guy you're thinking of, he's a skeletal figure, and he's associated with death, rebirth, and healing. I think that he has his own ceremony.
He sounds kind of like Rasputin.
Yeah.
Wait, in what way? Why?
Like, every way. Rasputin was like...
I don't know anything about Rasputin.
He was the... Well, didn't you watch the John Cusack, Meg Ryan cartoon? No? Okay. Well, anyways, Rasputin is
You
like,
love John Cusack.
I mean, who doesn't?
I heard he smelled once.
What?
I heard he smelled once.
He smelled?
I heard that.
Sure. Who doesn't?
He's one of my heroes.
He's like the classic
American hero. He's friends with Jeremy Piven. He can't be cool.
Piven. That's who I was thinking of. He is friends with him in Serendipity. Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's friends with him in real life, too.
Oh, Jeremy Piven, Jeremy
John
Renner.
John Cusack is responsible for Jeremy Piven. Like, if John Cusack didn't exist, we wouldn't have Jeremy Piven.
100%.
I still like 100%. Joan Cusack better than
Joan Cusack is the best.
She's awesome.
She's great.
So cool.
She's great.
She's the best.
And if it was just her, no Jeremy Piven. I guarantee you she's not friends with him.
No.
He's a psycho. No. Do I have to say alleged? Can I get sued here?
Yeah, he watches the show.
Yeah. But Joan's like... Now watching it.
Would like to present to the court.
They finally talking
Real
about
Life Sci-Fi, episode 409.
They love me.
It's taken 10 years. How long have we been doing this show?
It's 9 years as of like last week.
Oh, yeah. I missed the anniversary. Did you guys do something?
We missed it too.
I was going to... I was planned like a special secret game show.
What?
And
why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you still do it though?
Because I have guests lined up for the next month.
So what?
And
they can be in the game show?
Do it without you?
No, I'm saying this, like, now.
We'll do another one. It'll be a sub reward. A follower reward. We don't get subs. Twitch.
Oh. Sorry, Sevon's talking off mic again.
Oh, yeah. It's where I hate it when he does that.
Fucking
anyway.
Sevon, dude, shut the fuck up.
Well, with New Orleans voodoo, I think a lot of it goes back to this girl named Marie Laveau. You see about her?
Yeah.
She's like a she ended up being like a voodoo priestess, and she had a couple like famous stories of like she ended up being a hairdresser. For like
what?
This is just her start.
For the upper class.
Yeah. So she.
What era is this? What are we talking?
1800s.
About? Okay.
Early 1800s.
She lived 1801 to 1881.
Oh man, she made it to 80, and then checked out.
And she, like her famous story, 1852. She was visiting somebody regarding two men that were in jail that were friends with her. And the story is that their ropes slipped off of them. They were like going to be hung.
There was a huge storm that came in, And then when they were about to be hung, their ropes just slipped right off their
necks. Is this West Africa or Haiti?
This is New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh. I don't believe it.
All right.
But basically
sure.
Did she voodoo that?
She was like a hairdresser for all
of
the...
Is that what made her think of voodoo?
Everyone says she voodooed that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm.
I can voodoo that. No. I can voodoo that.
I don't
that.
Know the song.
I can go for that. I can't go for that. I can't go for that.
Okay.
I feel all like right. They're always trying to like call women witches anyways
right?
at that time.
That's the hard like, part for me is that like, who demonized this? Who made this evil? Voodoo? I mean,
you guys think you have it rough now? Can you imagine?
I don't know. That could be like another episode.
I really wish that I lived imagine. Back then. I would be king, man.
You would be a king.
Yeah,
white men. They just would.
We would
rule,
still
dude.
Be women.
No, he wouldn't. No, he's partially
like
brown.
Filipino or whatever.
They would figure it out.
They would
get rid of him.
You put salt on your grapefruit?
Yeah. Sugar, man. You gotta put sugar on it. Cut the bitterness, dude.
Oh yeah, sorry. I can go for that as a Hall & Oates song, which is why I'm surprised you didn't know what that
well,
was.
Well, it was your delivery, man. I didn't know what song were you singing.
Delivery?
You didn't sound like that song.
Sorry, I don't sound like Hall & Oates.
You should be. But not everyone can. They're hit makers.
Can I tell a brief historical story about when voodoo changed the political
It's
got to
be very
brief
because we got 7 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, well, good. ChatGPT made it very small.
Cool.
So the voodoo ceremony of Bois Caiman, I don't know how to say it properly, of 1791, the voodoo ceremony held there in Haiti is considered a seminal event that sparked the Haitian Revolution. It was during this ceremony that Duddy Boakman and other leaders planned the rebellion against slavery and called upon spiritual forces for support. It was them doing the ceremony, kind of rallying everyone, saying that the spirits were behind them, that helped them uprise against the government of Haiti and liberate them. Hmm. Isn't that cool. fun?
Yeah.
That's fun. So, but that's my whole question on this thing. Uh-huh. Hmm. You listed like a couple people that voodoo people are like into, but is it like a religion? Like, is it like?
Yeah, it's a religion.
It is?
Yeah, there's a statue worship, and they say that the gods and the deities that they follow, they walk among men, they enjoy earthly pleasures, so you can give them, like, money, you give the statues money, or food, or cigars, or cigarettes for favor from the spirit realm.
It's just like, you give them money, you just put money at the foot of a statue?
Yeah.
And then it just stays there forever?
Until
some thief comes and takes it.
Right, and then they get cursed, and then they bring it back.
Only if you believe in that.
Maybe that's part of the rolling snowball effect of your wish.
So voodoo in the New Orleans, what they added because of their influence of Catholicism was they added holy water, incense.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, incense. I didn't say incest. I said incest. So, like, it's kind of a middle word.
It sounded like incense to me both times.
Christian prayers, dance, music, and
fuck
snakes.
That. What? Why? Why would you dirty your waters like that?
Because
you've got
to
a good
it.
Thing going.
You have to do it. You have to give in to the oppressor, or else you are continuing to be oppressed.
The whole thing is about not being oppressed and like going. It's like a counterculture, right? So why would you adopt these things that these oppressors are...
So that you don't get murdered. I mean, we talked about... there's so many religions where people are getting persecuted, so then they have to change their beliefs to mask their real beliefs.
Yeah, but I don't think that should...
Like, look at Santeria. It's basically voodoo. It's like Spanish voodoo.
The Sublime song?
No. Yeah. Yes. Yes. But it's a whole
he says
religion.
He doesn't practice Santeria.
It's a whole religion where they change the deities to saints so that it looks like they're worshiping the saints, and eventually it becomes that. You're
it just feels
sainthood.
Like you shouldn't actually... Yeah, you could do that on the street, be like, oh, I love God. But then when you're actually doing your own voodoo shit, mm-hmm. like, why would you incorporate that? They're not watching you do that, right?
But it's like a personal thing. Like, yeah. You know.
I think also in, like, from being in Haiti, and not that, like, I understand why you would want something to believe in, and have community around you, because it's kind of a trip, like, to think, like, at one point nobody had a home. Mm-hmm. Like, there was like an earthquake that massive that it like caused so much that everyone in the same place has like the same like feeling about where you live, and also like hope to have something better. And like most of the people I met there, they wish that like it wasn't such a fucked up place to be. Like,
because of voodoo, or just because it's a shitty place?
Because it's not a shitty place.
Well,
it's
the crime,
just,
I mean.
Totally. And it's just like, I guess it's like there's like a lot of things that were like out of their control, like as a community and as a country. It's just,
and so like, and religion, like, and voodoo is like something that they can,
it's like
control.
100%. So here's my next question. Yeah. Do you think that you can manifest like your own religion? Can you just, like, if you get enough people to believe something like voodoo,
I mean,
can it become real?
Yeah,
that's what a lot of people do.
And,
right?
And does that mean that life is a simulation?
That's why I always, it's weird to me, because if you fall into a religion, it becomes real. There's a power there. Take away all the religions and everyone still has the same power. You're just giving your power away to a religion.
I disagree with that. Listen, as much as I hate organized religion, I think like there is something about like a community all united front against like chaos or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's just a cult.
Yeah, it could be a cult. And like, I don't care about cults either. Like, go ahead, do it.
Well,
I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, cults aren't bad.
Unless they're like killing children or something. Sure.
What about the...
But also, I don't like children, so go ahead.
Government entities that killed the children within the cult.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What? Right? I didn't hear that. But I'm pretty sure we are...
I'm talking about Waco.
Yeah.
No, but Waco was the fucking FBI or CIA or whatever. They fucking did that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're worse than the cult. They fucking... Whatever. I don't want to get
it. A little bit of time left. What are your final thoughts on voodoo?
That it's scary and real.
Huh?
You don't practice it?
No.
You never tried?
No.
Because you're that scared of it?
Yeah.
Are you religious?
That guy showed
it's
up in his dreams,
scary.
Dude.
It doesn't feel good.
I don't like
that.
Yeah,
but,
it's not like, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody out there who's like, I love voodoo. Like, that's great.
I
hurt anybody with it.
My perspective of it was always that it was just kind of like a harmless, like, whatever. It's like putting into the universe, like, I don't like this guy or girl or whatever, so I'm going to, like, do this thing. But I've never thought it was one-to-one, like, that it would actually work. I thought it was more of just, like, this makes me feel better. So even if it doesn't work, at least I did this thing.
It's not just, like, bad stuff. It's not just, like, cursing people and, like, wishing death. There's also a good aspect to it of, like, healing. Well, and
see, that's the thing.
People have homes.
I feel like...
do they have homes? Westsiders or whatever? The voodoo people in Haiti? Do they have homes?
I think so.
Are they, like, transients? Like, what are they?
I think it's just, like, a organized kind of group. It is like an organized group.
It's a
community. They live in the city and then they just come and do
this. This group lived in like a beachside town. That's what I was told, that they lived outside of like in the countryside.
So they live in paradise.
They might live in like, it's probably like commune style. Like as cults tend to be.
Yeah.
They like to live together.
Sounds good to me. What are you guys saying?
From my only quick thing is I feel like a lot of voodoo has been demonized, and I feel like
all right, we're out of time.
A lot of people that do practice voodoo understand that if you do curse someone, that there is a danger to that of you're putting negativity out there. That these things can come back.
That's
and you can pay
magic
for these things.
Yeah.
So, Meredith, thank you so much for being here. Do you want to plug anything? You have like an online presence that you want to shout out or anything?
Just,
you don't have to.
Okay.
Then no.
No. Thanks
for
having
being
me.
Here. Make me some flowers or something.
I will.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I'll come by another time and bring you all flowers.
Yes.
Yay.
Can we get like funeral wreaths for
each
of us?
That would be fun. Yeah. Like a memorial.
Yeah.
Like a heart.
The death of the podcast.
Yeah, it's ending, man, because my drinking problem.
Oh, death of season 8.
Thank you so much for watching. Thanks for listening. Just because you're... Should I waste more time?
Reallifesci-fi.show.
Oh, yeah, reallifesci-fi.show. We haven't done that in a long time. It's like a list tree or something. Find all our stuff there. We got merch. We got stuff. Go find it. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Boom. Timing.